I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. All this year, Marketplace has been reporting on the many ways that technology is changing the classroom. Our series, Learning Curve, will be wrapping up in the next few weeks, but not before we hear from parents. Marketplace commissioned a national survey of parents' attitudes about the technology their kids are using. Adrian Hill is here to share some of the results. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Amy.
So can you give us a sense of the scope of this survey?
Yeah, we hired a research firm to survey parents of kids from third grade up to high school about how their children were using technology in the classroom. And these were parents with kids in public schools, private schools, and charter schools, low income, high income, really across the spectrum nationally. We wanted to get a sense of what parents say about how laptops and tablets and learning apps are really changing their child's education.
What do parents have to say about how their kids are using this technology?
First off, nearly every parent says their child is using some sort of tech device for schoolwork, 98%. And the thing they're using these devices for most often is researching. They're checking out school assignments. We're raising a nation of Googlers, Amy. We also found that high-income students were asked to do more with tech by their schools than low-income students.
And how did parents say they feel about all this tech coming into classrooms? Of course, a lot of us are hunched over our own devices, but our kids?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we're all hunched over our own devices, we have to feel pretty positive about it. And parents did. 71% of parents say they think that technology has improved the overall quality of education for their child. Nearly two-thirds of parents believe that tech can help level the playing field between rich and poor kids. As for specific skills, parents were most optimistic about EdTech's ability to help with the STEM classes, things like technology, science, and math.
Well, that makes sense. But were there any concerns?
Almost all parents report being at least somewhat concerned about security and privacy of their children's data. And that's something we on this desk have talked about a lot this year. It's also something federal legislators are taking up. They've started discussing update to education privacy laws.
All right. Marketplace's Adrian Hill from our Learning Curve team. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy.